All things Aussie hoops and NBL fantasy. Three blokes catching up over a can of three. So many things that we cannot wait to see. Will Josh giddy up as he drives to the cup? Will Luzada play harder for last year's runners-up? Will Magnay's got his sights on the NBA? But will Bryce be an Aussie? He's gonna stay. We love Space Jam double-doubles and four-point shots from Bubbles. The Great Dane and Mitch and Lamar across the ditch. The Hawks signed a bloke named Justinian. And next year, we'll love the Tasmanian.
Brace for the puns and dad jokes. It's time for the Basketball Blokes.
G'day listeners, you're back with Benny, Banksy and Boydie, the Basketball Blokes, dribbling all things Aussie hoops and NBL fantasy, and now everyone's favourite weekly segment, Banksy's Captains.
Now it's time for Banksy's Captains. It's not Benny or Boydie, so please don't at them. It's Banksy's choice, so he's in trouble. If his number one choice doesn't double!
Yes, it's Banksy's Captains, everyone's favourite weekly segment on the Basketball Blokes podcast. But I thought I'd jump in first and maybe do a little bit of a recap from last week. As you know, his three captains from last week were Cam Oliver, number one, Machado, number two, or DJ,
correct,
number two.
Machado.
And then DJ, number three. So how did that turn out? Obviously, Machado.
Pretty good.
Definitely pretty good. So he had two of the top three correct, with Machado coming in second with 123 points for the round, Cam Oliver coming third for 113 points for the round, and then DJ slotted in sixth. I reckon three out of the top six is pretty good for Banksy. DJ finished with 83 points, obviously being fouled out just before a regular time in that double overtime game versus the Southeast Melbourne Phoenix, so missed a ton of points if he was not fouled out.
Quiet, boy. Don't want to talk about that anymore. But why didn't you have Justin Simon, Banksy? Come on, someone's got to, someone at least has to say that. But look, great job. We're going to give him a pass, Mark Boyd.
Oh, yeah, better than a pass. I think probably A-.
A-. Very good. We'll see how it goes for the rest of the season. No pressure, Banks. Let's see if you can keep it up this week.
Let's go one better. So I've got a couple of special mentions this week before we dive into our top three. So have to mention Hump. Again, on the double, coming off a big game. But which Hump are we getting? The Hump that scored 9 in the first game, or the Hump that monstered for 76 in the last and basically saved owners there? So you want to make it to the big three, Hump? You've got to show me some consistency first, big man. So special mention only for you this week. Now, a man we had in the top three last week, but he's only a special mention this week, will be DJ. As an owner, I was pleased with his numbers last round with his 40 and 43, but again, just not the ceiling we want. He was dominating games. He had the hot hand, and he has the hot hand right now. And I love that, you know, we saw Bordy's frustration in our group chat over the weekend as a non-DJ owner, but we need more than four boards, two assists, and little to nothing on the defensive end with those categories per game before we can lock DJ in this week with the other options we have. And the next one, boys, that definitely deserves a special mention, MV Pretzel.
Oh, wow.
Could you do it? 72 in his first NBL game against Adelaide.
76, actually, but yeah.
Hey?
He's been given 76, so it was a bit of a...
76?
Holy...
Wow, even one better. And he plays them again here. Then he will face an undersized Perth team. And we know what credit Boydie gives Mooney over in Perth as well. So putting up 24 and 10 in the first game, could you do it? Probably not.
Don't get it twisted. Do not make Yanni your captain.
We're going to need more data there. Other special mention, Sykes. We obviously touched on him in the podcast. Was helped by the double-double, which he got in double OT. Still, 61 isn't a bad start to the season for Sykes.
Much better Keithy than we had last year, Boyd, right?
Definitely.
Keefer, better than Keithy.
Yep.
Carry on, Banks.
Right, let's get stuck into our top three now. So number three, going to go with Scotty Machado. Obviously a standout last week, being the second highest scorer for the round. Outscored even my number one choice in Cam Oliver. And he also outscored everyone else in the competition. last round, bar the guy with two first names, Justin Simon, who is just 3% owned.
And I've just noticed that his average was actually 69 points as well. So that joke just keeps getting better. But anyway, Scotty Mack.
Very good, Benny. So Scotty continued to play well against Casper with that 17, 8, and 8 line, bordering triple dub territory, if you don't mind, dishing up a 56. And that was with no steals or blocks. So I still think there's a little bit of upside there as well. So they'll obviously go at it again on Saturday night, where they'll face up against each other yet again. And then his other matchup, Scotty against United last season, 54, 43, and 39. So pretty solid numbers there. But I think there's better.
Interesting. I noticed United, one small sample size, but they shut down Adelaide completely.
Absolutely.
Just like it was looking at the total fantasy points for that game. You had United just absolutely, like it was like a 100-point difference between what they conceded compared to other players.
United played their bench for a lot of the game as well too. So
fair enough. Carry on, Banks. Good work.
This is honestly where the decision was. Really had to toss up between two guys I really, really like this week. So I have settled on, at number two, our number one choice from last week, Cam Oliver.
No, you've changed this, Banksy. You've changed this.
I think you may have done a little persuading yourself, Benny. So a 60 and 49 to start the season for a 54.5 average for Cam. Almost bang on his home average from last season. So, yes, Cam, we know, likes to play at home. He'll be doing the same in his next two games in round two. The good news is we just saw Cam's up against the Kings, and Cam went on a block fest. Whether they're all counted or not is another thing, but we've heard Martin's minutes still being managed, so I'm expecting a pretty similar outing here from Cam as well. What about Melbourne? That's my only concern for Cam this week. We saw what United was capable of last week. Obviously, Cairns are no Adelaide this season, but obviously last season he had Long up there to contend with at United. He's got Landale this season, which probably arguably is a harder defense to get through, essentially. Obviously, that was one of Long's concerns and somewhere that I think Landale's probably better at. Sometimes matching against one of the bigger named bigs in the league, though, can bring out the best out of a player. And I think that's what we got last season from Cam. 63, 77, a bit of a blip with a 14, but then another 62. So three of those four games against United last season were big numbers, 62 plus in three of those four games. So I'm looking forward to the matchup, but I just think there's someone safer. And probably no surprises.
That doesn't make sense to me, but go on.
Anyway, let me convince you with our number one. I'm going to go with the safer option. I think Mitch Creek. I think he's the one this week.
I really hoped you had him at three because Creaky's my number one, but it's a tale of two opposition teams, isn't it? So, and I'm interesting to see how you're going to spin this given who the second matchup is and who your main man is. So, Talk to us about Creaky.
Let me sell it to you, Benny. So, obviously, firstly, he plays Adelaide in Adelaide. He plays Perth in Perth. Firstly, amazing record against his old club. Last season, scores of 40, 81, 70, and 63. So, that's a 63.5 average last season against Adelaide. And we know he's obviously just played them in round one for another score in the 60s. So, 66 there as well. Plus, I personally believe he's not going to be happy with what just occurred. They just got knocked off by Adelaide, the team that obviously, you know, he wasn't happy with when he left there. He didn't leave on great terms, and I think he really gets himself up for these Adelaide games. That's his rivalry there. And losing to them in double OT, I think we're going to get a mad Mitch this week against Adelaide. I see him going huge. He won't want to lose to them again. He's going to go massive. On the flip side, this is the worry for Benny, okay? And I completely get where he's coming from. He got absolutely perfed last season. 11, 48, and a 14. So his two worst scores last season were against Perth over in Perth, and that's where he's playing in that second game. Now, Perth, I mean, they can't be underestimated here. So they're not the same team they were last season on paper. It's easy to look at these last season scores, but we've got to remember this is a completely different Perth outfit. This season, I still expect Creaky to go 40-plus at a minimum. I think he'll really reflect on the scores he had last season, not his fantasy scores, but his performance over in Perth last season. I think he's a notch better this season than he was last season after watching that preseason. And even if he gets that 40-plus minimum in that second game against Perth, I think he's going to go that big against Adelaide that it just makes for an easy 100-plus captain selection. And I guess, to be honest, the deciding factor between Mitch and Cam, I think, came down for me to that matchup with Cam against Jock. I think there's a greater likelihood of Cam getting himself in foul trouble as opposed to Creek.
Okay. So we have a current bet going from our podcast just recorded. You're expecting Mooney to outscore Jock Landau over the next two rounds against Boydie, who's taken up Jock against your man Mooney. And you are now saying that obviously it's an offensive versus defensive type matchup. So you think that Mooney's kind of the player that you'll happily go up against, but will also have an offensive game on his own. So pretty interesting that you're going there. For me, the factor that I was hoping, because we all know our listeners out there love Banksy's captains, and you've had a great track record, and I really hoped you put Mitch at three, because only two of the top 20 teams have Mitch Creek currently in their lineup.
Wow, wait.
So that honestly, it is a real line ball call, and that was what was going to... I've got the destiny trade. I can get Mitch Creek by 1K.
Well, that's
I have to make him captain.
Got to make it.
Have to make him captain purely because of that reason. So that's where I'm thinking, and that's that point of difference. It is another thing to factor in. Creek was very popular overall in the grand scheme of things, but how many of these coaches were just picking a name on paper, not playing for overall rank? I mean, I like Creek for that reason, that he's unique in the top 20, whereas they all have Oliver and Machado.
Interesting.
I think another thing with Creek as well, obviously the thing that scares people off is looking at those Perth numbers from last season, but we've got to remember they don't have the inside presence at the moment. Yeah. They're a different side. There's no Plums there. There's no Damian Martin there. So they're not, no I don't K. think they're going to be there. There's no Nick Kay there. So they're definitely not the same team they were last season. So I really don't think that's a worry. And I think he's not going to post anywhere near those numbers that he did last season with Perth. Much safer option against him this season.
All right.
Out of interest, Sporty, obviously Benny's leaning towards Creek even before running through those captains' numbers. But prior to hearing that, where did you sort of sit in terms of your thoughts on captains this week?
I refer to my team. I actually have...
You locking in Jock?
I actually have Space Cam locked in at the moment. So, yeah. But I don't know. I can't remember if I actually amended that or not, or whether it's just automatically from last round. I think Creek will be my captain, being a Phoenix man, being a Phoenix fan myself, so I'll back him in.
We note that bias for any of the listeners out there, but hey, Banksy's not biased, so let's roll with that.
That's it. All right, Banksy, thanks again for that. Listeners out there, you can always find us on @bball_blokes, Basketball Blokes on Facebook, or www.basketballblokes.com for all your NBL fantasy info needs. Cheers.